Amen. Glory be to God. And so I remember that a guy who came also. Let's just take Ephesians chapter 4. Are we there? Let's read the Bible now, verse 11. Maybe let's just bow our heads and pray. Father, we are coming to you this morning. We want to thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. You have been so good to us, Lord. We are humbling ourselves. You have been a father to us. Thank you for the weekends of last week and the achievements that is unfolding in our life right now from those meetings. Thank you, Lord, for the fivefold ministers. Thank you for your servants. We are humbling ourselves as we face this month, speaking on these ministering gifts of people. May you help us, Lord. We commit these scriptures into your hands. If there be anyone here who is needy, Lord, may you meet up with them and at their point of need. I ask you now to do it. May the word of today be a blessing, Lord, building a block upon our lives until we come to that stage of a perfect man. As our scripture here said, we step aside right now, Lord, and ask the Holy Spirit to take over. For this we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Maybe let's start from here. Amen. So chapter 4 of Ephesians, as I welcome you to reading of the scripture today. But to each one, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And now this, he ascended, what does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to the perfect man, to the measure of a stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by that which every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Maybe you can read verse 11 and 12. Amen.
Naizozo akapa vamwe kuti vave vapostori, vamwe vaprofita, vamwe vaparidzi, vamwe vafundisi nevadzidzisi, kuti vatsvene vakwaniswe basa ravo rokushumira nerokuvaka muviri waKristu.
Amen. We may take our seats. Praise God. There is so much talk about the fivefold ministry. And we have to look at what it is. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. And now what we see here is He gave some to be, number one, apostles.
Akapa vamwe kuti vave vaapostora.
Prophets.
Vaprofita.
Evangelists.
Vavangeri.
Pastors.
Vadzidzisi.
And teachers.
Nevadzidzisi.
Praise God. That's those five gifts of people that he gave to the church. These are peoples.
Vanu.
Amen. We were speaking of the Holy Ghost when we before we came to the month of June. We discovered that 12 the gifts, 9 gifts of the Spirit. And we went through each one of them to see what were those gifts. And we found out that those 9 gifts, they are still there operating in the church. Amen. Some still believe. Some of those gifts are no longer in the church. We respect that. We respect that view. That's the way they are seeing it. But here we believe. All the 9 gifts. They are still operating in the church. We believe in the word of knowledge. We believe in the word of wisdom. We believe in the power gifts. We believe in speaking in tongues and interpreting of those tongues. We believe that in person can still have discernment of spirits. Amen. And I pray God still pour those gifts amongst us. I want them so bad. And there are 9 of them. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so here he goes further. He's showing us now that he gave those spiritual gifts, non-spiritual gifts. But now here he's giving people to the church. In different offices. And in front of those offices, there are 5 so to begin with. Amen. And we have come to call them the 5-fold ministers. Amen. The same way some still believe that some gifts are no longer for this time. They believe some spiritual gifts, they are no longer here. They also still believe that there are some offices again today, which are no longer in the church. I'm seeing here where he says he gave some to be apostles, some to be teachers, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists. I've not seen where he took them out. I'm seeing where he gave them in the church. I'm not yet seeing where he took them out of the church. So I still believe this morning that they are still in the church. Amen. I'm seeing where he's giving them. I have not seen where he took them out. I saw where he gave the tongues in the church. I have not seen where he says tongues are no longer there. Praise the Lord. And he says he has given those fivefold ministries for 3 purposes. And he mentioned those purposes, praise God. He says, number 1, for the perfecting of the saints. That's number 1. Praise God. With perfecting. Praise the Lord. What is he saying there? Amen. What is it? For equipping. Equipping. For furnishing. When you build your house, and you put furniture to make the house usable. Amen. To complete. Amen. So he says, this is the fivefold of offices.
And
he's giving them to the church. To do this work here. For equipping the saints. So as long as God is still calling people. As long as God is still calling people to the body of Christ. Those people must still be equipped. Amen. Amen. Those people must still be equipped. Those people must still be made complete. Those people must still be finished. And it takes the fivefold ministry to do that. That's number one. The effective of the saints. For the work of ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's number two. For the work of by way the ministry. Praise God. This is what? Service. Eh? This is service. Amen. I'll show you what it means. Then number three, let's go down. It says for the work of service. Then for the edifying of the body of Christ. Edifying is building. You can Amen. That's what? Building.
Kuwakwa.
Praise God. Amen. That's constructing. Are you seeing that? So, number one, he says for the equipping of the church.
Kupiwa zeku shandisa kukereke.
Equipping of the church.
Kupa zeku shandisa kukereke.
For them to be able to do their ministry.
Kuti wakwanisa kuita shumiro yavo.
Do you know what it says? For them to be able to save. Thereby building the body of Christ. Do you
know
what I say there? The fivefold ministry is equipping the saints that should be able to do their service and building the body of Christ. Those three purposes. Amen. Now, give me from, let's get that scripture there. Do you have NLT? It must be there. Or even another verse which we have, another Bible, I think it must be very clear. I'm here from NOT. It says, there's the responsibility of the fivefold ministry is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church symbol. Amen. You see, the purpose of fivefold ministry from NOT is the responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church. Amen. The body of Christ. Simplicity of NLT. The purpose of the fivefold ministry. To prepare, I like this. To prepare God's people for the works of service.
Yeah?
So that the body of Christ may be built up. That's the simplicity of the fivefold ministry. It says to do that, you need an apostle. To do that, there must be a prophet. To do that, there must be a teacher. There must be an evangelist. There must be a pastor.
It's
simple. The fivefold ministry. Their purpose is to prepare God's children for them to be able to do the works for service. Remember what I said to you? I said your calling is hidden in you. Yourself, the work of service which you must do. Yeah? It's in you. No one knows about it. But it must come out at that point in time. Who brings it out? Fivefold ministers. They help you to discover yourself.
Vanokubatsira kuti ukwanise kuzviona kuti uri ani.
They help the church
vanobatsira
kereke to identify who they are.
Kuti vaone kuti ndiva nani.
And when you identify who you are,
kana waona kuti uri ani,
then you are, they prepare you to do that work.
Tinogadzira kuti uite basa iroro.
But when you do that work,
kana waita basa iroro,
then the body of Christ is built up.
Mutumbi wa Kristu wavakwa.
The final beneficiary is the body of Christ.
Hanzi anofanha kuwana zvakakwana mutumbi wa Kristu.
Amen. But when you get it wrong, you will teach the people. Amen. Not to do service. They will receive the Holy Ghost. You teach them to receive the Holy Ghost and do no service. And wait for the rapture. I fight that. Of course, I don't know what I'm saying. But I believe the purpose of the fivefold ministry
and
the Bible showing us, when you do your works, since there is a resurrection for you, there is a rapture for you. Yes. When you do what God commanded you to do,
kana waita Mwari zvakareva kuti uite,
there's a rapture waiting for you.
Pane kubvutwa kwakakumirira.
When David had served his purpose on this earth,
David apedza basa rake panyika,
God then took him home.
Mwari vakamutora kuenda kumusha.
But many of us,
asi vazhinji vedu,
we die with our gifts in our hearts.
Tinofa tine zvipo zvedu zviri mumwoyo yedu.
We die with our endowments in our hearts.
Tinofa tine zvinhu zvedu mumwoyo
yedu. And yet full of the Holy Ghost.
Takazara nemweya mutsvene.
Full of the Holy Ghost.
Takazara nemweya mutsvene.
But doing nothing.
Tisina zvatiri kuita.
Then we are short of works of service here.
Tinobvataza kuita basa
reshumira. The church no build up.
Kereke yotadza kuvakwa.
So people, they suffer.
Vanhu vanotambura.
They suffer.
Vanotambura.
Ministry suffers.
Shumiro inotambura.
Some of you here right now.
Vamwe venyu pano iko
zvino. Ndima waka, ndimaide mawaka patepo nekera. Chibiri spoon for business tabernacles.
Munofanha kunge muine mungava wokuvaka matembera.
But why?
Say.
You didn't do anything with what is in your heart.
Hamuna kuita kana chinhu pane zviri mumwoyo mako.
Some of you are farmers.
Vamwe venyu
ordained farmers.
Munofanha kunge muri varimi. Vakagadzwa.
Ordained farmers.
Varimi vakagadzwa.
What does he say about that man? He says he had got thousands of servants who were working in his cotton field. Don't share it. Thousands of workers. Working for his cotton field. For being a stone crusher. To have thousands of workers. Why? He discovered his purpose. Out of nothing. From a stone crusher. From being a nobody. That's what I believe. That's what I believe. The gospel that helps the people to identify their potential.
Vangeri nobatsira vanhu kuti vakwanise kubata chinangwa chavo.
Identify your potential. Identify who you are.
Zvaunokwanisa
kuita neupenyu. And focus on that.
Wotarisa pane
izvozvo. See God lifting you up.
Wona Mwari vachikusumudza.
Yes. That's the gospel.
Ndo vangeri.
That's the purpose.
Ndo chinangwa.
I have a soft spot for Hannah.
Anzi ndine ndobatikana na Hannah.
I have a soft spot. She's trying her best. There are thorns and thistles hanging over her.
And matombo ne means what she will have sort of pack.
This guy to kill her.
Kumu what's a moe kumuraya.
Yes. We throw negative energy. Negative energy. You kill.
Mchuraya.
You kill.
No uraya.
Praise God. So that the body of Christ maybe.
Kutumutumbua Christ uvakwe.
Build up. Symbol.
Zipachena.
Symbol.
Zipachena.
Sometimes we take statements out of context.
As no zvisa mu mazaka nyorwa.
And they become very detrimental. Amen. That way there. So go. You can go back. Oh, yes, you can go back to our main scripture. So those three purposes. Now, if someone didn't come to say you that there are no more apostles,
then where
does it leave us at now? Someone says there are no more prophets. So where does it leave us at now? Those two ones, Akuchina, Kwasara, my pastor, Kwasara, my teacher, and my evangelist teacher. I'm seeing where God put them in the church. Show us the date where he removed them from the church. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
I like this. Praise God. For the equipping the saints. For the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. That's your fivefold ministry. And it's beautiful.
People
who say, from the seminar that we did at our church, I discovered who I am. And I started my business. And now I am now a millionaire. You can point back. From the same one that the pastor preached, it dawned on me that I'm not a simple woman. Something comes into your heart. Something comes into your spirit. And tells you are a creator. Now, the prophet did his part. He said you are a creator. He said you are a God. That's very true. That's not simple milk,
eh?
You are a God. Create your own world.
And
go and stay there. That's not cheap. That's the prophet not speaking. But we don't need people who came to say, how part? We have heard that statement for many years. We don't need people who come to say, now, brother, you do this way. Take from the prophet now, break it down.
Tinoda vanhu vanouya voti, brother, munokwanisa kuzvita nenzira iyi, vachizvitora kumuprofita.
Break it down. Otherwise, it's remaining high in the sky.
Anzi zviri kure, zvina zviri kure kwenesu.
I have a friend.
Ndine shamwari. Akandiudza.
He says to me.
Akati kwandiri.
He was an orphan.
Anga ari nerera.
Just with his mother. The father died many years ago.
Or they
divorced somehow. Didn't have anything. Praise God. Then he went to church one day. God spoke to him what the pastor was preaching. Amen. And a man gave him $100.
$100.
And he used that $100.
$100 here.
Used that faith he had from that sermon.
And right
now,
because you know,
he has got, he's a millionaire.
A millionaire.
Here is a young boy. Says, I just took that. Say, God, that's me speaking. You are speaking to me. That sermon is mine.
I
have no schooling. I have no education. But that sermon from my pastor,
he
did me something. And he told me what I can become. And right now, they are enjoying life. Ministry, he supports the ministry in a very big way. How would I be now, my neighbors? I was a young one. All that he said, yes, all that I have came from above. Why? A man in his position, equipping a saint
for
the work of ministry. Work of ministry. That's what I believe.
Those are not tender.
When you do this, you won't miss the rapture. Come what may. The rapture, you will go.
I fear for
people who don't do the work of ministry and think they will be in the rapture. I fear for them. I strongly fear for people who will fail to do what God made you for.
Ndinotyira vanhu vanotadza kuita Mwari zvavakavasikira.
And they have the Holy Ghost.
As why name I'm training.
And they still think that they will go to the rapture.
What zamba wachifunga kuti vachapinda mukubvutwa.
You have the Holy Ghost.
Unemwe yamchene.
Praise God. And you're not doing what God told you supposed to do.
Wotadza kurutadza kuita zvamwari zvavanda kuti uite.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me show you another one.
That
obeys upanya iyoyi. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tipe chapter 12 of Romans. Chapter 12 of Romans. What does he say? Let's start from verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, all members have not the same office. So we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that's given to us, whether prophets, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, on he that teaching, on he that teaching. Now, here now, Paul is now, he's showing us the fivefold ministry.
Did you see that?
But then he goes further to show the other offices which are there. And then he said, go down. He says now, oh, ye that exalted. So from the five, we have the other one, the sixth one is what? Exalting. It's not fivefold. This is the other office which he has.
Ndeimwe shumiro iripo.
Praise God. On exhortation.
Yekusimudzira.
Glory be to God. Amen. Then he goes again. He that gives. Can you see that?
Uyo anopa.
People who are exhorters.
Vanhu vanosimudzira.
By way, in front of me. By way, exhorters too. Glory be to God. Yeah? You see what? And for the, that the body may be built.
Kuti mutumbi ugovakwa.
He wants the body to be built.
Anoda mutumbi kuti uvakwe.
And to do that,
kuti uite
he puts people in church.
Anoisa vanhu mukereke.
With the power and the ministry of exhorting.
Ne shumiro yekukwanisa ku.
And this is what they do. They come forth. They exhort. They whatever desire, I don't know how to apply this.
Anzi.
But they say they pray. They entreat. Izwa. Zigap. Zigap. To go to one side. Go for someone to address, speak, whatever it is. Whatever it is. One side, which means this one becomes a what? An advocate. Yeah? As a ministry. Kutishamwarika. Nyaya koi. Ndaitenga. Ndaitenga nyaya yako hii. Come, let's pray together. You injure one, you injure all. Yes. You attack one, you attack everyone.
And so nangana ne munhu
mumwe chete obva. People like that in the?
Vanosa vanhu vakadaro mukereke.
In the church. Number 6. Number 7. He that gives.
Uyo anopa.
Mujechu. He that gives. And let him do it with what? Simplicity. Give with simplicity.
Ipane unyoro.
With simplicity. Amen. And he that rule it.
We are not tonga.
So number 5, number 6, number 7, number 8 is the ruling. In the church, he started with ruling. Yeah? Be over. To set or place before. To set over. To be over. To superintend. Preside over. No matigona. Amen. To be a protector or a guardian or to give aid, to care for, to give attention, to profess honest occupation. He who rule my elders in the church.
Anotonga.
Yeah? He who showeth mercy.
We are not at Zanyasha.
Number what? Number 9. Exhortation, giving, ruling, Kupa. Showing mercy.
Nekutonga, nekutazanyasha.
That the church may be built up.
Kutikereke igovakwa.
The idea is to help the church build up.
Chinangwa ndeche kuwane church inovakwa.
Now let me surprise you.
Regaende ku.
We have 9 spiritual gates.
Tine zvipo zvipfumbamwe.
And we have 9 also offices.
Tine ma office 9.
Amen. Mwarachita metsi dzake. Kuti ndikangodaro chet. Ndasota nyaya che church. Church will come out right.
Kereke nebuda zvakanaka.
What do we see now? When they come, they remove some of them.
Vanobvisa dzimwe shumiro mangu ma office.
Go to Corinthians.
Endai kuna Corinthians.
May God help us. 12. Verse 27. Praise the Lord. What does he say there? Now, you are the body of Christ and members in particular. And God has set some in the church first. Apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing. Then what? See what he says there? What does he say? Helps.
vanobatsira.
And then government.
Vanotonga.
Then Paul, when he went to Romans, he began to motor now to break these dams. Governments and helps. He that giveth.
Yanopa.
He that showeth mercy.
Anota zanyasha.
Eh? Mm. Governments. By governments, ufana.
Tonga.
Church, like I said, was like a knack. Could he function to the maximum benefit of the saints in the body at large? Amen. Yeah? And now we expand on what does government mean. And now we expand. But I bad ukwabadi chini rule.
Wanotonga.
Church government. Aunga ito uri wig a church. You can be a lord over the people wig. You want others. Capacity in others.
Amen.
Starting with trustees. Govern the finances. Properly.
Shaganaka.
Matikoni. You mean famba in a app? You mean butter in a app? Church, your fampi rambe. My help, sir.
Basira.
My help, son of Fanam. Yeah? Laying hold of apprehension. Perception, objection of. Hey, pagatu wame. Chirungwechi. Chirung. But as you can see, the church is well oiled up. It's a oiled up machine.
Kereke, jifamba zakanaka.
Yaka set wa zakanaka kereke. Kuti function in zakanaka. But when now we come with our dirty hands, you begin to cause disaster in the church. I want to show you this morning. Romans said, we have a measure of faith. Did he say that? Every believer in the fivefold ministry is working according to the measure of faith. Every believer is working according to a measure of faith that he has. Praise God. There's only one man. Jesus.
Jesus.
We have no measure. And we sing.
Tinona.
Eh? Without measure. Without measure. We are traveling together. He gave the spirit. Without what? There is a scripture for that. Give us a scripture. John chapter 3. It must be. Yes. John chapter 3. Verse 30.
John chapter 3.
Mm-hmm. 30. Or 35. 34 somewhere there. Jesus. He had a spirit without. Not measure. Are we there? Uh-huh. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him.
Nekuti uyo akatumwa nashe anotaura mashoko. Mwari vakamupa mweya usina chiganu muganu.
God gave Jesus Christ the Holy Ghost in full, in whom dwelt the Holy Spirit in full.
Muna Jesu Kristu mwiyamchene waigara wakazara.
Bodily.
Mari.
In him. But in us, he comes in measures.
Asikwa tiri, uno uya neshikero.
So he says, don't think yourself too highly of yourself.
Anzusa shifungu, sisaba msoro soro.
Recognize the measure of faith that he has given to you.
And he says,
wait upon your ministry. Yeah? If it is prophesying, wait there. If it is teaching, wait there. But Jesus, he fulfilled all those ministries as one man. Jesus, he fulfilled all the fivefold ministries, all the offices. He was the chief of all the offices.
He's
still the chief today. Let's go there. Praise God. Jesus, the chief apostle. Let's go there. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Jesus fulfilling all the ministerial offices.
Jesus,
he's the head of all the ministries. So if you are an apostle, you have Jesus as the chief apostle. So you learn from him how he did it. You learn from him. Brothers, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession. Who is it? Jesus Christ.
Ama, vashanti zani pamwe chete, pakudanwa kwa kudenga.
Amen.
Tarirai, vapostora, ni vapristita vakuru,
Tarirai maapostora, ni mupristita mkuru.
Jesu Christu.
Jesu Christu. Jesu Christu. He is the...
Jesu Christu ndiye maapostora mkuru.
The apostle. So in the body of Christ, the fivefold ministers that he puts there, he says, I'm also one of them. Yeah? He says, I'm one of them. He's in there in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5. He's in there. Is Jesus the apostle? You may love Jesus so much and say you can't reduce him to that level. In the same league with other apostles.
But
you love him so much. But he's saying, I am one of them. He's one of the apostles. So if you want to be an apostle, look up to him. And learn to being an apostle. Praise God. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus the prophet. Matthew 18, verse 57. Matthew 18, verse 57. Now, Papa, ita hundo apa mani pa na Jesus ya. Panga pa ne tsai papa. Wagu vudurana wanokati. Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not this the mother called Mary? Now, they didn't know who Jesus was. And these brothers, James, John, Simon, Judas, and his sisters, are they not all with us? When then has this man all these things? Yeah? And they were offended in him, in Jesus. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house.
Vaka kangani sika mahari, Jesu akati kwavari muapostora, ana kuremekezwa muwanu wake.
I could have also prophet mkoma.
Mprofita. Okay, mprofita, sorry.
Prophet.
Mprofita haremekezi muwanu wake.
Yes. A prophet is without honor, save in his own country and in his own house.
Mprofita haremekezi muwanu wake ni munyika yake.
Yes. See, what does he say? He says, I am a prophet. Jesus!
Jesus
the
prophet.
Jesus the apostle.
Jesus
the prophet.
Jesus prophet.
I am one of them. I am one of them. If you want to be a prophet, I'm above you. I'm the chief. Look at me. As a prophet.
Sem profita.
Jesus as the pastor.
Jesus, sem fundis.
Praise God. Chapter, John chapter 10. John 10 verse 10. John 10 verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have life more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth life for his sheep. But he that is in a hiring, and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, sees the wolf coming, and leaves the sheep, and flees, and the wolf catches them, and scatters the sheep. What does it mean there? That shepherd there. What is the shepherd? He's the pastor. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. What is it? Pastor.
Fundis.
Jesus, the chief. Pastor.
Yes. So, Mfundis, Mkuru.
Guys, these things there. He says, look at me.
Ari tarai kwandiri.
I did the pastor's work.
Ndinoita basa raufundisi.
I did it.
Ndoriita. Ndakariita.
Yes. And I'm still the chief one.
Asindini mukuru.
If you are a pastor,
kana uri mfundisi.
Don't introduce heresy.
Hayakona kuintroduce
ako nyoka nyoka. Let what he did be the boundaries.
Ita kuti zvaakaita uve muganhu wako.
As a pastor.
Semfundisi.
As a prophet, be the boundary.
Semprofita.
As an apostle, be the boundary.
Ngaive ruwaje.
If you do that, then it says the body will be built up.
Mutumbuno zovakwa.
Jesus as a teacher.
Jesus same dzidzisi.
If you take maybe 1 Peter 5 verse 14, 1 Peter 5 verse 5, 1 Peter 5 verse 4. Let's go there. Just for you to hear. He says, when the chief shepherd come, Jesus the chief shepherd.
Jesus.
Amen. 1 Peter 5 verse 4. 1 Peter 5, verse 4. When the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory
that fades not away.
What is it? The chief shepherd. Jesus, the chief shepherd, the chief pastor, the senior pastor. Oh, man. We are all pastors. But Jesus, Peter says, he's the senior pastor. So you learn from him. If you are a prophet, learn from him. He's the chief prophet. You're an apostle. Look unto him. Praise God. If you do that, let God, where are we? So that Tadachi, shepherd,
teacher.
Let's go to the teacher now. Glory. Oh my. Matthew 9. Verse 34.
Matthew 9, verse 34.
Mm. But the Pharisees said, he cast out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues. Teaching in their synagogues. Amen.
Glory be to God.
Matthew 23, verse
6.
Verse
26.
23, verse 6. And love the uppermost rooms at feasts and chief seats in the synagogues. Now, he's hitting at his contemporaries. Amen. He says they love to sit where?
Palm soil.
High table. She says, let him come and sit there. And he's rebuking them. They love the uppermost rooms at feasts.
And
the chief seats. In the synagogues. He's hitting them. And what? And greetings in the marketplaces.
Pastor, prophet.
Yeah? Prof. They love that.
Yeah?
And to be called of men, what? Rabbi. They love that.
Rabbi.
So I like it. Hear from me. But it's Zvine punishment. Zvine prize. Amen. Chinzwa. But.
Asi.
Be not you called rabbi. For one is your master.
Even
Christ. And you are brothers.
Imi muri ama.
By our master we mfana.
Mkuru.
Yeah? What is that?
Teacher.
There is only one
teacher.
One teacher. There is only one teacher. Master. Rabbi. Go down. Ziga. And call no man your father upon the earth. For one is your father, which is in heaven. Neither be you called masters, for one is your master, which is the teacher, even Christ.
So he was
also a teacher. He was also a teacher. He was an apostle. He is an apostle. He is the pastor. He is the teacher. He is the prophet.
Profita.
Well, I want to see prophet. He says, you, come. Master, come. I want to show you our tabernacle.
And
he went there. Oh, that's a beautiful temple. That's a very beautiful thing. Very beautiful thing. But one day, not many days hence,
there
shall not be any bricklaying upon it.
Upon
it. Out of profit. He was a prophet. And if you are a prophet,
do you know
how to prophesy from Jesus? You are a prophet. Can uchiona? If God shows you the word of knowledge, and if you are not preaching, and you come, you sit there as if you sit in the church there, you can still see. You can still see word of knowledge, things. And say, Pastor, after I preach, Pastor, can I just say something? While I was sitting there, and while you were preaching, the Holy Ghost told me this. That's how simple it is. You don't have to be preaching to see those things. Jesus, I should have followed the temple. And they begin to give out. And they said, Master, what are you talking about? Destroy this temple. In 3 days, I will build it up. You want the sign of Jonah? No sign shall be given to you. These things are simple. We complicate them.
We
go into error. Jesus the evangelist. He did everything. The evangelist, Luke chapter 19, verse. What does he say there? What is the evangelist? Bring the news of salvation to the dying world.
And
when he saw Zacchaeus, he said unto, Lord, behold, half of my goods I give unto the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore unto him fourfold. Jesus said unto him, this is the day of salvation. Come to this house. For as much as he is also a son of Abraham, For the Son of Man come to seek and to save that which was lost. Mufangere wakakwana. Mufangere wakakwana. Unuona watadzi. Uwa isa mba mamwari. Imba vai. Yakabati kwa na Jesu achiparize. Mba vai ya kuzimura hu. Hane nizu. Hapana singa ibari pa basa paki. Mwana mwana basa paki. Unungu dini. Mwana mabira unuita. Unemabira unavizia wetu unemabira unoita hapana usingabi eh hapana usingabi pano mwazo taranya yaya chitu musikana wekumba akutora ufuna udini akufuna zvikanzi akupopoterwa manje zvikanzi hapana chipa basa pake mama mbaba munifonda muri kubasa kujukomi muri kubasa ndilenda inika mune makumbira bose pano unifonera pai. Mune makumbira chef kuti munambofonera musikana kumba. Handi munongofona nelani dzekubasa. Ini pangu ndiri pabasa pangu pana. Saka ndendere ndibo foneo. Saka ndo game racho zvarire. Hobo popotera mwana kuti wafonerei mai wako nefoni. Kusiya wakhokia. Wana wakhokia malaini line acho kubhokia kukorokocho kuti iPhone kana iri Wi-Fi. Ino vesi yadini? Ya dzima akangana kuti kubasa vane Wi-Fi basa yapi yarushandisa uiko siya Wi-Fi yakavhurika kumba apana sawa munosara basa pake eh unongosara ma controls put controls limit on the Wi-Fi eh kuti basa lupa limit. Kuzi wewe uchanisa Wi-Fi ikai, takupa ma megabytes hako. Ukapfura 2 gigi pa mwezi, wapeza ameno zako. Sakumba iko gomupo, sister, mbaya ma gigi hako ndi ae. Ukapeza nini? Zafaran. Ndiyo fair game kuma basa iwe. Uwe. Amen. Mwe auri kunotaura zvimwe hotondara kuti saka iwo airtime ngaisare kumba isa airtime mama menyi mama ma package yenye vasikana inga musikwe air vasikana kana mururu kundisira mururu naye vasikana eh nero isa mururu uyo ndisira mururu kuti mwari mazvita henyu nasi mazotaura chokwadi mwari. Amen. Hey, is that a time package? Hapa nasi na hamadzi kufonera. Kubati kwa chomba mawke mwumasta kana data kana zero. Zero. Ah, ndakutu indirambiri na inye. Yakwana. Saka, Jesus was the all of it all. He was the evangelist. He is the prophet.
Profita.
He is the teacher. He is the master. He is the teacher. He is the apostle.
Apostola.
He is all the five.
Jesse.
So he is in there.
Arimo.
In Ephesians chapter 4.
No, Ephesians chapter 4.
He covers all.
I know Bada Jesse.
I was going to say, I was going to the minister. I was going to no, but I'm going to say, wait. Kuti hawo mandikwano mazvidiki izvi. Handikamboenzaniswi na teacher akani. Handipindi mugroupu iroro. Ndo mauri shamwari usingadi uchida. Ndo mauri mugroupu iroro. But each one now with a different measure.
So yes, there's unity chero.
Unakira zvakaita izvozvo. That's very simple. Nyamwari akatibatsira hama dzangu. Tikadaro chet, he says the church will be built up.
Kereke inozovakwa.
And each one will be doing his own work. In fact, but umwe na mumwe wakatemerwa basa rako usati wauya panyika panapa. Raunofanira kuti uite. ukariita iroro ukafa unomuka chete uchipinda mudenga. Nakabvunza pagurire ma ministers ngati hama dzangu, how many of us are teaching the people to identify their ministries? When you preach the seals, when you preach the church ages, when you preach whatever you are preaching, how many of us are worried that if my people discovered who they are?
Because
I'm going to go to the 15 years in the church. He just hasn't done nothing. Hapana chati aita to show me there's progress in his life. Are you worried about that?
Oh,
you are worried just to come to your church. Tomorrow he is there again. Next year he is still there. He's still there. He's the full member of this church. God will judge you for that. We have killed people's destinies. We kill people's destinies. He says, I have plans for your future. We have got a hope and a tomorrow. We want the word that brings your future at your fingertips. If you do that, he does that work. Yeah? Imagine, Peter, you will be a fisher of men. Peter, when you are converted,
Peter can also attend uka.
Strengthen your brothers.
Simbisa hamazako.
And true to form, when they open the course, Peter number one kapakato simuka. Nyarai meze. From nowhere. Kapiwa mchimbo yako uka. Nyarai meze. Praise God. May God help us this morning. He has sent those peoples to equip the saints for work of ministry that the church may be built up. Let's finish up now. You see what then he did that? When he did that, go now to chapter 4 of Ephesians, and we finish that script and we just close.
Ephesians chapter 4.
So we found that those three purposes. Amen. Perfecting the saints. Perfecting the saints, which is equipping. Now hear me. You see where we get it wrong. You see why we get it wrong? We think perfecting is to clean the saints.
Perfection,
yeah? And it's a fearful word. But from there, there's no by perfecting. By perfecting, we won't. There is nothing there to say we are cleaning. It is the work of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is the work of the Holy Ghost. But when go back there. I wanted to see what is happening. Now, Zikapas. These guys, they'll be there. They'll be perfecting the saints. They will be doing the work of ministry for their work of ministry and building up the church. The Bible is saying those ministers will be there till Yeah?
We all
come in the unity of the faith.
Are you
hearing me, church? There will be no more fivefold ministry. When this has happened, can I just say something there? For those who are on the internet now. Apana panzi tape hapo. A tape is not a person.
Anzi tape haisi munhu.
Ana kutipa gift of a tape.
Ana kutipa chipo che tape.
Naitira wari pa jani t-shirt. But we put this on the internet. But until we all come in the unit of then you say, then if I for the ministry, actually, ya beta payo. Ah, prophet, chizororai. Ah, teacher, chizororai. Ah, evangelist, ma beta. But as long as one watches you, Taza, and the world is still there, this still is still going on.
You see, you're going to marry.
This will happen. And. And until we come to the knowledge of the Son of God. As long as we are still going there, we need the fivefold ministry. Yeah? Until Tashika, unto a perfect. This is the end. This one. Unto a perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of a fullness of Christ.
Up. As
a body. This is as a body, not as individuals.
The
body yadini. Yashika body yakwana. Can you have a vutwa? We are waiting for the last one. Shake up. Until that shake up. My prophets. My apostle. My evangelist. We need all the fivefold ministers. Work in the church. This is the end. To a perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ. Jesus, for the reason that we henceforth no more be children tossed to and from. Just imagine. My apps. Toast. What's the way? Where's toast? Toast. My abu toast to your father. Toast. Yeah? To be tossed about is by the waves metaphor. Yeah? To be agitated. Yeah? Mentally. Can you imagine? May put chidini.
Fufuta.
But that's not about time. I'll chago out. Wakuramba. I'll chago neck. Wasimba manji. But I asked them to get away. Nonsense. Leave. Be now command the devil.
Wagura ya Satan.
As a body.
Semutumbi.
As a body.
Semutumbi.
It's a shika manji. Hallelujah. But and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Take it imagine.
Singo totoleswa ne mepoye gaega.
Nasi wazo ya Perusha. Nasi wazo ya Matepi. Nasi wazo ya Capstone Ministry, Thunders. Imagine. Paita mawefa kasimba message. I want a cloud at each other. Yes, what? Ah. This is the sign that we need the fivefold ministry. All these winds, they are showing us what we need is what? Five-fold ministry. Instead of removing it. Yeah? By slate of, hands wind of doctrine. By the slate of men. And cunning craftiness. Whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Nekukanganisa kwevanhu neuchenjeri hwevanhu nekumanyepo kunyengera vanhu.
Zara messages. Slate of men.
Matsotsi.
Magandanga. Zara. Zara nazvo zvese izvi. Cunning craftiness. Wachironga tsoro so. Draft. Wachirongera mwedu draft. Ndio zviri apa izvi. Kana zvinosvika pakupera. By the what? Fivefold ministries. Zvopera izvi. Zvinova kuti munhu ka haachisina ambition. Iri personal. I see my personal motives. They could be to for him just to benefit.
Tiango and Achano Anna.
Madam Katos Makato visited way or Makai visited White Shade Makaura. Muka visited a fivefold ministry. Manura. Manura. Who will guard the guard?
Ndiana achachengetedza anochengeta.
Pasina fivefold. Who will guard the guard?
Ndiana achachengetedza anochengeta.
Who will guard the guard? We will say, Peter, you are wrong.
Petro, wakanganisa.
Who will say that?
Dianachadaro.
But awadi kunzi, Petro, you are wrong. So they said, silence.
Andi nyararai.
Akuchina. Nyararai miss. Yapfura, we are making errors.
Tukida mwoso.
Ma era gara hariko. Notanga nasa. Check it in now. So you're talking about state you. You're mature men. Give room for errors, church. Give room for mistakes. The people who make mistakes. As long as you are doing something, you will make a mistake.
Without
a mistake, you'll be prepared to repent and say, I'm sorry. Not to say you know everything. But this, let's just go. This was what
said.
You are slate of men. You are cunningness. You are craftiness, mind you. Ndika pombapana should be able to say, gentlemen, pane zvaitika. Hey, pane zvaitika, guys. Ngati bomise hondo, pane zvaitika. But the young man said, no, it's okay because, you know, I can take a virgin. Which two? Now, there are good men. But because of craftiness, you can always explain it away.
What's
that? I want to thank God how he put the boundaries of his church. If we work within those confines of the fivefold ministry, he has promised us we will come to maturity. We will defeat all this late. Those widths of doctrine will not be tossed about.
The
prophet preached a sermon, why are people so tossed about? Amen. Let's stand. Bless the Lord. Let's learn from Jesus. Who has all the ministries in himself. Amen. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Be your hopes on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Just hold on now. Hold my church. Hold to God this morning. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Be your hopes on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. My brother says in this book here, I'll read it next time. He speaks of a prophet as a special man. He speaks of a pastor as a special man. Of a teacher as a special man. All those ministries, he speaks to them as special people. Amen. That's who they are. Just give one. He says there, the evangelist is a special man. The evangelist is a special man. Amen. So you can't say a man like that, woman in Chiva. Arugun is a special man.
Nagasana nguka.
What are Aguchina and Mvangeri? Aunenge watadza wena. A prophet is a teacher is a special man.
This is Nagasana nguka.
106. That's same thing there. The next one, the next paragraph. Yeah? A teacher is a what? The special man. Yeah? And it's called a pastor is a special man. A prophet, 108, is a special man.
Profita, 108.
A prophet is a what? Is a special man.
Profita,
yeah? Glory be to God. This is my special man. He goes again to a pastor. A special man.
Fundisi, munagasana nguka.
What do I want to hear? Always say, wow. What that has owned a manch. What I have, will you ask this people? Will you ask this people? Your intention, I doubt your motive.
Andri, dopoka na chinangwa chako.
I doubt your motives.
Dopoka na chinangwa chako.
May God help us.
Maringa watibatsire.
God help us today. Let's bow our heads. I want us to pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful. Your church is protected. There are boundaries which you put, demarcations which you put. We must never remove any of the pegs. That's for our protection. That's for our guidance. That is for our future. And we are very grateful. We love those fivefold ministers. We love the rulers. We love the exhorters. We love the givers. We love those who show mercy. You gave us the 9 spiritual gifts. These are the 9 offices again you have put in the church to make sure that we come out right. Father, I'm looking up to you. I'm looking up to you. And I'm trusting you, Lord. We saw Jesus Christ. He's the all of it. He is the high priest. He is the apostle. He is the prophet. He is the teacher. He is the master. He is, oh, what you said, evangelist. He is everything. And ours just to learn from him. We learn from him today. If we remove the teacher today, we are removing a part of Jesus. If we remove a prophet today, we are doing away with a part of Jesus Christ today. But we take you in holistically to work our lives, Father, that we may be able to build this body of Christ, to show everyone, to do self-discovery, to discover our ministries, to discover our callings, the service which we must be doing. We will be like David. When he came to the end of his life, you say he fulfilled his purpose. I pray in this church, Lord, may this pulpit be responsible for discovering of the future of your people. I am asking you. You said their calling is hidden and no man will ever know it. It takes that word that comes in due season, Lord, to bring out that what they must be doing. When they've done that, they'll be satisfied. They will be satisfied. They will know that they are doing something in this life. Life begins to have a meaning. But until then, they are tossed about. Comes a wave to go to Australia, they go. Comes a wave to go to the UK, they go. Comes a wave for South Africa, they will go. Comes a wave like we had in Ngoda, everywhere, people just rushing about. Because they don't know what they're supposed to be doing. I pray in the name of Jesus, may he take the full word, Lord, from these ministers, from these officers, to establish your people. I am asking you, may you grant it. May you afford us a chance. It is my heart's desire. It is my heart's cry. May each one discover themselves. In the name of Jesus, I pray and commit them to you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. You may take.